Listen to me, church. When a person walks through those doors, when they see us, we are the body of Christ. Amen. Whenever a person walks through that door, whatever, they have just walked into the midst of a people that God has blessed.
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. Hello, everyone. We hope you're having a great day, and we thank you for tuning in. On the program, Pastor Bill concludes the message, Lies Christians Believe, from the New Testament epistle of 2 Timothy. Can't wait for this one. Now, here's Pastor Bill.
Joshua says, behold, this day I'm going the way of all the earth. In other words, he's going to die. He says, and you know, he's talking to the children of Israel. He says, you know in all of your hearts, and I pray we know that as well, in all of your hearts, in all of your souls, that not one thing has failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spoke concerning you. All have come to pass, he says, for you, not one word of them has failed. Listen to me. What is Joshua? What is the word of God teaching us? What is Joshua telling us? Here's what he's saying, that you, me, all of us, we can build our lives on the integrity and the faithfulness of God's word. And that is the battle that we face right now. Either we're going to build our life on God's word or we won't. Listen, God is faithful. He will never, ever, 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 ever let you down. Listen to me. He has never once failed anyone. He's never, ever failed his people. God cannot lie. You may think it's not going to work. You may say, where is it going to happen at? How's it going to happen? I'm telling you, somehow, some way, God reaches down into the midst of our unbelief, in the midst of our doubt. He'll do something to create faith, to rise faith up in your heart where you will believe. No different than whenever Jesus appeared there to Thomas, and Thomas said, I'm not going to believe him. I sold everything, boys. Yeah, you say you've seen him, but I haven't seen him. He hasn't appeared to me. Not unless I can put my finger in his side, see the wounds in his. No, you know. And guess what Jesus did? He walked right through the wall. Hey, Thomas, reach forth their finger right now, huh? Don't be faithless, but be believing. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed. Amen. Listen, if God needs to in your life, he loves you so much. He cares so much for you. He will create a visual just to increase your faith if he needs to be. Why? Because he redeemed you. He bought you. He purchased you. And his word is going to come to pass in your life. It's not going to fail. You know, but my daughter, she's out. She's gone. Well, if she really loves the Lord, if she's really born again and she's living in the world, let me tell you what, God is going to drag her down and drag her back and drag him back. And they're going to come screaming and yelling back to God. I tell you that right now, because when you're truly born again, you can't live in the world. You'll one day come to your mind where your mind says, what am I doing here? You come to yourself like the prodigal and say, I'm going home. I'm going home. Just do anything to me, you know, cuss me or do whatever you want to do, man. Just let me come home. I don't even want to be your son anymore. Just let me come home. Please let me come home. And God will run to you and embrace you, because he'll let your heart be so broken down, because he will capture you back. Amen. Listen, God has never failed me. He has never failed you. No problem, no sin, nothing that you're facing in your life is bigger than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Remove the lies from your mind and embrace God's truth. Listen, we can trust God in any situation, in any circumstance. We can trust God. I look back and see all the wonderful things that God has done in my life, and I know you could say the same about yours. Let me ask you a question. Do you really believe? I was talking to a person the other day along the same lines here, but the things we struggle with. We know them, but we struggle to believe them. And I said, I just don't feel that God really cares for me. And I said, why? He's your father. She said, I know he's my father. I said, wait a minute. No, you don't. Because if you knew, you may know he's your father, but you don't believe he's your father. Because if you believe that God is your real father, you really your dad, your Abba, listen to me, then you would not just embrace that as a theological fact. You'd embrace it into your heart. Amen. It would become a living truth. God is my father, and my father cares about me. He cares about everything that I'm going through. He feels every pain that I feel. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. He's always looking over you. We sleep, we slumber, but God says, no, no. I have my eye right on you at all times. I'm going to sustain you, whatever you're going through in your life. But Bill, I'm so sick, I may die. If you die, you're going to go home to be with the Lord. Amen. That's what's so good. We know what's going to happen. Listen, why are we so sold out on this planet anyway? There's nothing here. Well, tell me what's here. Come on. I mean, the younger I get, the more I want to, you know. No. Listen, you know the truth. But you don't believe the truth. Therefore, you believe a lie. Listen, don't let a lie replace God's truth in your heart. Amen? Don't do that. God cares for you. Listen, you probably know the scripture I'm getting ready to quote because you know it by heart. 1 Peter 5:6, where it says, therefore, talking about God's caring for you, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that in due time, he may do something. Due time, he may exalt you. You know what? There's a season for you to come out of your circumstance. There is a season for you to say, okay, God, where God says, you know what? Due time. He knows how much you can take. He knows everything that's going on in your life. He knows everything. The answer is right is tomorrow, or the answer is the next day, or the answer is a week down the road, but the answer is coming. And if you don't believe that, you're believing a lie. I'm telling you, because my father, your father, he loves you. He cares for you so much. He sent his only begotten son to die for you. He doesn't want you to perish. He wants you to have life. He wants you to have the abundance of life. He wants you to really live and live for him on this planet that is doomed. And I look and I say, oh God, I don't want a lie living in my heart, in me at all. God never forsakes his people. Never. There's something that rises up in me when I say that. And it's not that I get emotional. And I'll tell you what it is. It's the presence of the living God confirming in me those words that I speak. And I get overwhelmed with emotion because they're so true. I tell you, there are times I look at things and I say to myself, as you have said, how much longer will this continue? How much longer will this affect me? And here's what I turn to so often in my life. Is the next verse in 1 Peter 5 where he says, casting all your care, all of your anxiety, all of your worry, everything that's torturing, pulling you apart, casting all your care upon him. Why? For he cares for you. God cares for you. There's a lot of people in Tarrant County, they don't care for me at all. But God does. God cares for me. He cares for you. It says in Psalm 55:22, cast your burden on the Lord and he shall sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Your father can handle any problem that you give to him, whatever you cast upon him. Listen, remove that lie. Remove that lie that God can't help you or his help is going to be too late. In due time means the right time, the perfect time. It's going to come to you. Are you listening to me? Some of you are facing, you're unemployed. You don't know which way to turn. You don't know what to do. I'm telling you, God does. You look to him. Trust him. He's not going to let you fall apart. Listen, in my office, in my chair that I sit in, the one that I sit in and pray, right there I have a Bible right next to my chair. It's an amplified version. I pull it out at least once a week, and I read one set of scriptures to myself once a week. And I'm going to read them to you. And I know that I must read them to you at least 5 times every year. But they're so, I own those scriptures. I own them. Do you understand what I mean? I believe them with all my heart. And I'll turn to them and I'll just meditate on them. And I'll let them, the word of God, the truth, soak in because my mind will be trying to believe lies about the circumstances, the situations that I'm in. Let me read to you from the Amplified Version, that Bible that I have in my office. Let me just read this portion of scripture that I go to so often, where it says in Hebrews 13:5, it says, for he, meaning God, himself has said, I will not in any way fail you. Do you know how many times I have read that to myself? Bill, I will never fail you. You're not going to see it in the King James. I'm reading the Amplified. I'll never fail you, Bill. I'll never fail my sons and my daughters. I'll never fail you. Do you believe that? Or is it just, oh, that's the word of God. I've got it memorized. It's on my refrigerator. No. Well, I put it in my booklet. It was at a conference I was at. No. Is it living in your heart? I'm talking about removing lies from your mind right now. Getting them out of there. Where you say, listen, my God will never fail me. He will never fail me, nor will he ever give up on you. Nor will he ever leave you without support. Never leave you without support. Man, what a blessing. I've accused God of leaving me without support. And I was so ashamed. I am ashamed to say that to you. But he has never once left me without support. Never once, and nor will he ever leave you. Listen to these words here. He says, I will not. Three times he says this, I will not, I will not, I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you, or let you down, or relax my hold on you. And he says, assuredly not. As a matter of fact, what he's saying, it ain't going to happen. Do you believe that? Is that just a word? That's the living word of God. Amen. Now listen to what goes on. It says, so we take comfort and we're encouraged and we're confident and we boldly say, here it is, the Lord is my helper. I will not. Now that means we have a choice now. Now it's on our part. I will not be seized with alarm. I will not fear. I will not dread. I will not be terrified. And then he says, what can man do? What can this world, what can these circumstances, what can this life do to me in contrast to what God will do for me? Amen? Listen, I look at that and I say, oh, the voice of fear, we all fight with that. We all hear the voice of fear every day, dread and all that to come into our, we're not going to make it. Yes, you are. All these things that come against us. Listen, if you allow fear to direct your life, you're going to be in trouble. Fear will, boy, it'll choose a destiny for you. It'll imprison you. It will paralyze you. Don't believe the lie of the world, the flesh, or the devil. Amen? Amen. Believe the word of God, which is truth. God desires you to be fearless men and women, not fearful men and women. Amen. That's what God has for you. He's not given you the spirit of fear, but of love and a power and a sound mind. Did you catch that? He has not given you. God didn't give you any fear. He's not going to give you any fear. The only thing that God wants you to fear is Him. And when you fear Him, you have absolutely nothing left to fear. Now listen, turn with me to Isaiah in the Old Testament. Let's look at a scripture here for a moment in chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, as I turn there with you. To know the truth and not believe the truth is to believe a lie. You follow me? Very important we embrace that now. Now let's look at verse 25. And let's listen to God's word to Israel. It says, to whom will you liken me? To whom will you liken me? Or to whom shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Isn't that wonderful? Who is equal to God? No, but is your circumstance, my circumstance, what I'm going through, what I'm facing, is it equal to God? No, there's no one equal to God. Are you following me? He says, well, lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these things. In other words, open your eyes, look up into the night sky. Who brings out their host, the stars, brings them out by number? He calls them all by name. Can you imagine that? God knows the name of every star. Think about that for a minute. Everything, He knows their name. By the greatness of His might and the strength of His power, watch this, not one is missing. Not one is missing. I could even say, and not a hair of your head is missing. He knows where it's at, amen? Now look what God says. He says, why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God. What is he saying? The nation of Israel here is saying to God, God, you don't care about us anymore. But the truth of the matter is, they didn't care about God. They went into sin, didn't they? They're saying, Lord, you've forgotten us. And he's saying, you know, the one who named the stars, there's not one of them missing. He says, I haven't forgotten you. God hasn't forgotten about you. He knows exactly what you're facing today, tomorrow, and next week. Amen? Next year, forever. And look what he says in verse 28. He says, have you not known? God's asking a question. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, Well, he neither faints nor is he weary. And watch this. His understanding is unsearchable. God says, have you not known? He says, why don't you go back and relearn the Word of God? Why don't you get back into the truth of God's Word? Well, that way you'll be assured in your heart and assured in your mind. And then when you get there to the Word of God, then believe the Word of God. He says, and then he asked another guy, he said, have you not heard? He says, open your ears. Oh, church, we need to open our ears to what God has already told us. Amen. Now listen to me. Do you know what our Father does? Even though this is an old covenant scripture, it's just as relevant right this minute as any scripture in the Bible. Do you know what God does for his sons and for his daughters? Now listen to me. Talking about how God cares for you, how much he wants to help you. Look at the next verse, because God in verse 29, look what he does. Look what he shares with his children. He gives power to the what? Okay. Do you believe that? No. Listen to me. When you have lost your job, when you are sick, when you're going through a divorce, when your children are out in the world, when you're wondering why you're messed up with this secret sin or whatever it is, you're going, Lord, I just can't do this. And he goes, you listen to me. You think you're weak? You think these circumstances have worn you out? Okay, they have. But here's the deal. He gives power to the what? To the weak and to those that have no might. That means this, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to get through this issue. My husband's never going to come to the Lord. My wife is never going to come to the Lord. You listen to me. God says, I tell you, and those who have no strength left, those that don't think they're going to make it, he says, he what? He increases strength. I'm going to ask you a question, because it's easy to preach this. It's easy to talk about this. But in the midst of the problem that you're going through in your life, the question is not if you know it. The question is, do you believe it? That's the question you have to ask yourself right now. He says, oh, I'll give you the strength. Even the youth, look what God says. He says, those young people, they're going to faint. They're going to be weary. And all those young men, they're utterly going to fall. In other words, those people that looking good in the prime of their life, he's, they're just going to fall down. But look what he says. But those who what? But those, let's be those people, can we? But those who wait, that word means eagerly, expectant, confident expectation. It means that you're expecting an answer to the problem. It says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up on the wings like eagles. They'll run and not be weary. They'll walk and they'll not faint. Listen, God says, that's what you need. If you need that, then eagerly expect it. Believe that I'm going to give it to you. Jesus said, if you can believe, he said, all things are possible to those who believe. Amen. Faith, loved one, believing the truth, getting those lies out of your mind. The Bible says, in Hebrews 11, it says, but without faith, it's impossible. It's not difficult. It's impossible. Do you hear me? It's impossible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Did you catch that? Seek him, not seek your circumstance, not seek the answer, seeking him. You find God and you find, and everything you need is right there. Amen? He said, well, Bill, I don't have any faith. Yes, you do. See, that's a lie. You don't have enough faith to get through this. Yes, you do. So many people I hear that I'm not believing. I don't believe. Why? I don't have any faith. Well, where did your faith go? And you say, well, what do you mean? I said, you have everything you need to please God. He says, without faith, it's impossible to please me. That means he has to give you faith or he would be guilty. Amen. So he has Romans 12:3. He's given you the measure. He's dealt it out to you, the measure of faith. But if my faith is kind of small, okay, then faith cometh by hearing and by hearing the word of God. Amen. And when you start hearing the word, that's why you need to be in church on Sunday. That's why you need to say, I need a word. I need some strength this week. Listen, when you come here, I want to have something to say today that you'll take with you tomorrow and that you'll live on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday until next Sunday, that you can meditate on it. Because you're going to have problems. You're going to face issues in your life. And if you don't allow the truth to replace lies, traditions, and all that nonsense, man, it's going to be hard. And you're going to suffer needlessly. God says, I want you to get the truth in your heart and get that other junk away from you. And you say, Bill, how do I do that? And I know if I don't answer that question, then I'll get 100 emails tomorrow. I want you to turn now and let's close. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Let's turn there together. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And let's look. Let's replace lies right now and let's do it with God's truth. Now, let's show how it's done. Look at verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, We do not war according to the flesh. Now listen, that's what the devil wants you to do. This is talking about spiritual warfare. See, the devil wants you to fight him in your own strength. No, no, no. Listen, he'll beat us up if we do that. We need to be strong in the power of his might. Ephesians 6:10, amen? Okay, now listen, we need to know the word, the truth. So look what it says. For the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. They're not of this world. They're supernatural, loved one. But mighty in God. Literally, they're God-empowered. And what are they for? Now watch this. For pulling down strongholds. Now, if you take this text that I am reading in context, the strongholds that Paul is talking about here are thoughts. It's talking about thinking. It's talking about wrong thoughts, things that are not true. He's talking about anything that would exalt itself above God's word. He said, for pulling down strongholds, and what's what we do? Casting down imaginations, as it says in the King James, but here it says arguments. That's false doctrine or whatever. It's not true. Now watch this. And every, that word should be underlined, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought, what a statement, bringing every thought, making every thought subject to Jesus. Think about that. Bringing every thought into what? Captivity to the obedience of Christ. That is an interesting word where it says, those thoughts here, it says where we bring every thought into captivity. That's literally a picture of a prisoner with a spear taking someone and locking him away. Now listen, what is God telling us to do? He's saying, you know what? When lies come into your mind, here's what you have to do. You have to take out your spear. What is our spear? The word of God, the sword of the Lord. Amen? The word of God. It's the living word of God. And we say, that's a lie. God doesn't love me. That's a lie. Find that in the Bible. God doesn't love. He loves you. Do you understand? God will never forgive you. Well, he might forgive me this time, but he won't forgive me for that one. But it's over and over and he won't. God will forgive you if you really believe and you really repent. Amen? Oh, loved one, listen to me. You need to take those thoughts, all those false things, all those lies, and you take out the sword of the Lord and the word of God, and you take it and you whittle those lies down and say, that is a lie. You get out of my mind. You don't have any right. My mind is for the depository of the word of God, nothing else. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust his word. I know who I am in Christ. Amen? Listen, you see, it's one thing to know, okay, I know where the scripture is, but if you don't do that, that means you don't believe that. And that means you're going to let any lie just come into your mind and rest there, and rest there. Boy, lies hurt. You need to take them captive and actually punish them. Get out of my mind. You stay out of my mind. You'll not be on my lips or nor will you be in my thinking. My mind is being renewed to the word of God. And only my mind. I have the mind of Christ. I have the depository of the mind of Christ. And no one can shape my thinking but Jesus Christ. Amen? And so when you do that, all of a sudden you're free. You start becoming more free and more free. Now listen, a scripture that I go to often, and I'm closing. I know it's time to go home. About God helping us. About God being with me. The decisions that I have to make. Counseling decisions or family decisions or just personal life decisions. Is Isaiah 41:10. Where God says, fear not. Don't be afraid, Bill. Don't be afraid, Calvary. And he tells us why not to be afraid. He says, fear not. Here it is. For I am with you. Do you really believe that? Church, I'm challenging you. I'm provoking you. It's so easy to say it. But do you believe the presence of the Lord is with you? Yes, he's not only in us. He's alongside of us. He's here right now. Fear not. Why? For I am with you. Be not dismayed. Why? For I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. We have his presence. We have his power. We have his provision. We have his protection. Amen? We have everything we need. And besides that, you say, well, Bill, that's an Old Testament scripture. Well, let me give you one from the New Testament. And lo, Jesus said, I am with you sometimes. No. Lo, I am with you always. I will be with you always, even until the end of this world, the end of the age, what we call time. He'll be with us forever and ever and ever. And he says, amen, which means you can count on it. So be it.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to the broadcast this week. Pastor Bill will be back on Monday with another message from God's Word, and we hope to see you once again. May the Lord bless you with a safe and restful weekend, and we'll look for you again on Monday. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.